One other thing that he took away from his university and seminary training was friendships. This is kind of another little application along the way. He had some remarkably deep friendships. Andrew Bonar was the closest, and then Alexander Somerville. There was the circle went out a little wider, but those two especially were remarkable friends. They used to study together, pray together, sing together, evangelize together. And the reason this has to be mentioned is because we wouldn't know of him without those friends. Without an Andrew Bonar, we would have never heard of McShane. He was just a pastor for 7 years, happened to be very intense, God-centered, wonderfully evangelistic, but probably not any different than several hundred others like that that you've never heard of, maybe thousands of others like that that you've never heard of. A friend captured it and put it down. It seems to me that these friends were something more than usual. They seemed to have intensified everything for each other. It's as though the spiritual effect of an experience on the three of them was more than the sum of one plus one plus one. It seems that the effect of experiencing things together was exponential, as though a bolt of electricity vertically into one of them was like supercharged as it went out through three of them to others. So here's the way Bonar described this. I sometimes think that we three at that time were like the three disciples you read of, Peter, James, and John, before the day of Pentecost. Christ took these three into the chamber of Jairus' daughter and taught them how to raise the dead. He taught us from the very first to put no stress upon human appliances, but to keep to the gospel word. He took us to the Transfiguration Hill and showed us his person from time to time. He taught us to delight in his person and to behold in a glass the glory of the Lord and be changed into the same image. He took us to Gethsemane at communion times and showed us the cup that the Father gave him to drink, in which he drank, leaving no dregs behind. For the last 5 years of McShane's ministry, Bonar ministered at Colas, just a few miles away, so that he had this very close friend, very near at hand, all the time. And when he died, the church at Dundee did exactly what you would expect. They turned to his closest friend and had him preach the next Sunday two times from Romans 8. You might ask yourself, who would you want your wife to turn to preach next Sunday if you drop dead on the way home? Is there anybody that's just so obvious, or two or three that are just so obvious, she wouldn't even have a doubt? Going to go to this friend. One of my prayers, here's a little application. One of my prayers in these days of theological reformation and church revitalization in our day, that I think thousands of young pastors are experiencing, is that you would find, old or young, this kind of camaraderie. I am jealous for you, really jealous, to find this. It was so rare 30 years ago when I was starting. I came to Bethlehem in 1980. So in 1980, as I felt just bursting in me what I mean by Christian hedonism, which is kind of happy reformed theology with an unreached people's orientation and a intensity of authentic worship orientation and a pietistic read your Bible and pray a lot orientation and a knock on doors, reach out and try to win people to Jesus orientation and a wartime lifestyle orientation and a totally 7-point Calvinism orientation. I look for friends and...
I
You know, I mean, this is, if you're younger, you just can't realize there weren't any conferences like this. There weren't any. You know, Ligonier maybe might have come close. And now they're everywhere. T4G, Gospel Coalition, Acts 29, Ligonier, Nine Marks. Oh, my goodness. They're going to do another Alistair Begg's conference, James McDonald's conference. Just, they're everywhere. And there's a deep, deep ethos, theological commonality with a lot of diversity, but just a deep thing. And I'm just jealous. You don't waste that. Find each other. Link arms. Dream a dream. Because we had this first conference in 1988 because I wanted some more friends. I mean, I had a cluster around me at the church. You know, Tom was there and Dave was nearby. And 80 guys showed up. 80 guys showed up in our chapel over at the church. And good old J.I. Packer, he loved to get things started. And now, all over the country, you can find each other. And don't take it for granted. McShane's power was intensified by the camaraderie, theologically, spiritually, ministerially, that he enjoyed with Andrew Bonar and Alexander Somerville. Your impact in the world, small as you may think it is, it isn't, will be exponentially increased through these kinds of friendships. Here's the way Van Valen described that McShane school, you know, the cluster of people that were around his intensity. McShane school tended to be more spiritual than theological. Their influence was evident not so much in the college halls or study rooms of the theological students. They distinguished themselves not in controversy when it concerned the fight against error, but rather their contribution was more effective in spreading the classical teaching on grace to the general public. Their task was especially focused on evangelization and revivals and didn't exist to give substance to theological structures, but hence their strength lay in their preaching, which distinguished itself from the preaching of others, quote, in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. So bands of brothers, comrades in a great cause, are more than the sum of their parts. May God link your arms theologically, spiritually, personally, for the sake of that exponential effect.